Good morning, church. Aren't you glad to be indoors today?
Yes.
It's already a hot day outside. And one of the byproducts of singing is we create heat when we're in this room. So sometimes it's very hot here up on the stage, and I imagine it's going to be so today. But nevertheless, let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church today. We have songs to sing. And Father, we just want to praise you here this morning. No matter what the circumstances are, help us to praise you, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we just thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He'll raise up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. Battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know he'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. You know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving Savior up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I with him stand. He's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. In heaven's Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll sing eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Hallelujah.
Of His cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Thank you, Lord.
I do.
Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise.
Amen.
Lord, single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. To your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name. You, Almighty God, none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the I sing out a song, I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands, I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you.
singing, "We love you, Lord. Lord, it's wonderful to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. It's a privilege, Lord. It's an honor to be in the house of the Lord and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Worship you with all our heart. To show forth your marvelous works. To be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God and we will praise you. You are God, we will exhort you. And we will give thanks unto the Lord for his good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. 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 It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, for your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, we surrender all to you today, O Lord. We are yours who've been bought with a price. And we pray, O Lord, today use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say in your word. Oh, and we thank you today for mighty victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us today mightily. Oh, from the beginning to the end. And let no one be left untouched today, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Hallelujah. And we are going to bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. And we, Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a glorious day. For a day of victory. For a day of celebration. A day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Give him freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for providing every need in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, according to your word, our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And today, out of what the Lord has given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, praise His holy name. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I pray, O Lord, that you touch everyone that gives a testimony today, anoint them. We pray, Lord, mightily, and let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. And Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Good morning. I like that song, Oh, what manner of love the Father's given unto us, that we can be called the sons of God. So even if you don't feel like you're one of the sons of God sometimes, you can still be called one. So anyway, I had a few days when I didn't feel like I was one of the sons of God this week. But I'm here, man. Didn't even feel like coming today, to tell you the truth. But I'm glad I made it. So we're going to have any testimonies. And I have a quick testimony. I've been on some jobs quite a while back, and the last thing I remember about this one job was I gave the guy a price, and I said, and it's going to be a little more if you want to go two coats, and I know I was the high price, and so I figured that job was dead. You know, a couple months have gone by. But I checked my voicemail. I left my phone on top of my motorcycle the other day because I couldn't deal with all the work I had to do and answer the phone all day too. And because I was answering the phone pretty cranky, and I thought I'm better off to wait till I feel better. So. Anyway, that's what I did. Let the phone ring in the garage for a couple days. But I got a lot of work done. And anyway, when I checked my voicemail, I got that guy called me and said, hey, we've been busy putting rice in the field. but we want to do the job. And so that's one job resurrected. Another job, I know I was bidding back and forth between one of the cheaper guys around, and I figured that one was a dead job because I hadn't heard from him. And he called too and said, "Hey, we want you to do the job." So there's two resurrected jobs, you know, and now I need manpower. God always has you needing something, I think. So I either need jobs or I need manpower. Now I need manpower. So, but anyway, it's a good blessing. Oh, and I see one of my friends here. I haven't seen in a while. Good to see you, Miss Isle. So I'm trying to say, what am I trying to say? What is my testimony? God just keeps on pouring it on. That's what it is. And things that you thought were dead, he resurrects. And I'm hoping to see, there's some people I'm dealing with, and I can see clearly what they need to do and where they need to go. You know, it's called repentance. And it's hard to hold your tongue sometimes, but you got to let God do the speaking to them. You know what I mean? So, and you see all kinds of turmoil in their life, and you're hoping that they're going to respond and be able to hear what God's saying to them eventually. I don't know if you have any people like that that you're dealing with, but I sure have. Then another person I'm working with who's hardening their heart. And I don't know if you recall this song, but it's by Paul Simon years ago, and it says, "I am a rock, and the rock feels no pain, and an island never cries." Okay, that's about a person that has isolated themselves so they won't be hurt. And so I know a person like that, and I had to tell them, "You're going down the wrong road, man. You can't isolate yourself like that. You cannot become a rock, or you can't become an island. If you do go down that road, you end up bitter in the end." And so I saw a little glimmer of hope in that person, and I saw a little change, and I had to remember, we're not just dealing with jobs and dollars, but we're dealing with people. So I'm going to have to remind this one superintendent that's been all over my back too, that we're in a people program here, man, and you need to maybe back up a little bit and think about it. So I had quite a week this week. And so that's my testimony. It might not be real clear to everybody out there, but there's some things I can say and some things I can't say, but I think you got the gist of the message. So, okay, Natalia, you got a testimony.
Psalm 61, verse 1.
Hear
my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer.
Rejoice
in the Lord. Rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice. Rejoice the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Amen.
I too want to say rejoice. I was away for about 3 days working in Tahoe, so you could see the difference in Natalia. She didn't have somebody there to get after her on the singing and the verses. But anyway, I too want to say that I love my Heavenly Father, and just like Soteris mentioned, and I have in Genesis second chapter, you know, it talks about everything that God created is good. For the last 60 years, approximately 60 years, mankind wanted to outdo God. So, you know, they invent plastic butter or margarine and this and that, everything artificial. And you wonder why, you know, there's a rise in cancer and all those goodies, you know. But just recently I heard on the radio that a scientific laboratory in this little country in Netherlands, I think it's called Sweden. I think it's Pastor John's favorite country. They announced that they proved that God's creation, natural agricultural products, real butter, real milk is good for you. Can you imagine that? 60 years in blindfoldedly consuming artificial products, and now I pray that everybody will hear those people and start using real food, God's food, well, also God's food plus, you know, thank you. I think I'm getting over my head.
Okay, Reggie.
Good morning, everybody. I want to talk about the power of prayer. And we have it in this church here. I woke up the other morning and I looked out the window. It was just about 3 days ago, and there was a light rain. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I think it was just something to remind me and others who saw it that your prayers that you've made here at this church are still being recognized by the Lord. I follow this very closely, and I tell lots of people about our prayers. And to this day, I've never heard anybody say, oh, it's just a coincidence. And I think we do a lot of good in our prayers. I was in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and one of my high school classmates was a retired minister. He lived in Phoenix. And I talked to him, and the temperatures were very high, 114 usually. And a couple nights, oh, he said he would pray for good weather for us. So one of the days, in the evening, about 10 o'clock, we had tropical storms, and I was looking out the window from about the seventh floor, and right in front of us in the parking lot was the rain coming down. And I thought of that after we made the prayers here. And I told my friend that the Lord answered his prayers for good weather. I would I tell people about the first time rain was not predicted. This is about October last year, and I was driving up to Lincoln from Roseville, and we had two torrents right on the freeway. I had to slow down about 5 miles an hour driving, and that was the end of the first prayer that we had this year. And then, of course, I've been watching it very closely. We had the second prayer, and we asked for gentle rain so we wouldn't have floods. And so far, no floods. And I noticed that every night we would have rain at night and a beautiful day like this, or maybe a cloudy day but a clear day in the daytime. That went on about 13 to 14 days, and it continued after. So I just wanted to thank this church for their good prayers.
We needed the rain during the night, not during the day, too. So it worked out for us. Okay. Okay, Bob.
Morning, everyone. Sorry we're late. We're lucky to even be here with what we've been through for the last several weeks. Some of you know, at least, we lost Diane's father, and we've been back and forth to the Bay Area, which reminds me all the more of why we escaped there in 1973, but neither here nor there. A couple of praise reports. I don't know if the pastor, did you get a letter from Betty Killen? You're supposed to send a letter. We prayed for her for the cancer. She was going in for the bladder cancer and so forth, and she did have the operation. And then, of all things, they wanted to think this through for a minute. They said, well, we've got this new procedure to stop it. What we're going to do, we're going to go in there and we're going to put tuberculosis in that area so the body will rally its forces or what have you, and it'll help to heal that area so that blah, 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 you know. And so your mind reels at the thought that they're going to introduce tuberculosis into you after you've had a cancer operation. But the point is that she has done marvelously through prayer, and we went over Pastor Wright's book with her and a number of other things. And we had lunch with her. She has been out of the house for a while, a week ago, I guess, something like that. And her face was like 1983. She's doing business again, and she's so excited that she's healed without, she's turned down the chemo and all, turned down chemo and tuberculosis. Can you believe it? I can. Anyway, I want to thank the church for all the support, and I want to back up this prayer thing that Reggie has addressed, and big time. I've been praying for a long time that Diane would be okay if anything happened to me. Life is strange. See, 28 years ago, we were pretty well off, and I knew if anything happened to me, that we had a great business going, we had a real estate business, we had this, we had a nice home in Placerville. And that's when everything began to turn south for us. So I've had this prayer for a long time. And prayers are answered sometimes in different ways. So as of right now, thanks to Diane's father, Diane now has a free and clear house of her own. And it's in the Bay Area, but at least she has a house and a monthly income that would support her in the event something happened to me. So prayers are answered in different ways sometimes. We ask for your prayers for guidance in this situation because we need to rebuild our income and our two businesses that we've just had to let go for so long. We've taken care of people other than ourselves. And if we move down there, at least for a while, we can live pretty much rent-free, and whatever we have coming in now can begin to go back, and we can start amassing some capital again. And so this decision is an agonizing one for us because this is home, this church. It's a home to which we returned after 12, 13 years. Having spent an intense 3 years here before, you know, doing music and everything else. Not to mention getting out doves day and night. So we solicit your prayers for the right answer for us. And thank you for everything that you have done for us. And so that's one answer to prayer. And here's another one. When we made the video for Pop's memorial, we did it about 16 times until I got tired of saying the same words over and over again, but there would always be some little mess up. Now, the last one we did was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and inadvertently I threw in a little note on there about Bush. I forgot what I was talking to, but we ran out of time, so I was praying intensely that something would happen that would, prevent that from being a black mark on an otherwise well-done video. And when we arrived to put this into this huge system with about 20 speakers and what have you, a massive place, sure enough, it didn't work. The audio did not work, no matter what they tried. And I thought, well, what a strange answer to a prayer. So we showed the video silently with the promise that we'd make a new one and send it to everyone. So I thought, what a strange way to answer a prayer. But God, as you well know, has mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. So thank you all, and God bless you. And hold us in your prayers for the right decisions for this particular dilemma. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Karen?
Well, I just returned from a 2.5-day conference, and the topic of the conference was quilting. And it was put on by these three national quilting instructors, and it was the largest conference that they've had. Second to the one that was held in New York. What was interesting about this whole thing, I mean, it was a really great conference, and it was all about technique and basically like art 101. And the works, the quilts that they showed were just absolutely stunning. They were like, like Picasso or Rembrandt in the quilting world. Okay, and they were teaching us how to do that kind of stuff. But what I realized, there was an awful lot of people there, number one, who were really hurting inside as we would take breaks and as we were like hanging around afterwards waiting for the traffic to clear up so that we could leave. And various people would kind of come together and just kind of start talking, because you know how when you're in a group of like-minded people, you kind of get along. And the lead guy was basically giving us his testimony, if you will. I mean, he wasn't saved or anything, but he was, through the course of the 3 days, he gave us his testimony. And on Saturday night, I guess, or Friday night, it was, he did a concert because he was also a musician. And he talked about his history and where he came from. And he kept making these references to God and to church and to how he had directed the orchestra and this church, and I think it was St. Louis. And so he's throwing around these church terms, but I kept listening to hear if he was going to say anything about a real belief system, you know, to see whether he was like maybe born again or something. But he never did. And he'd say things like, the greatest gift that God could give you is time. And I'm thinking, well, maybe he really means eternity time, you know? So we could write out these questions on this little 3x5 card and submit them, and then they would all take turns answering the questions. And so on Friday night when I got home, and I was so exhausted because we're sitting there all day long, you know, hardly moving. And so I came up with a question and to ask him about his beliefs. And really the question was, I didn't want to be really in his face kind of thing, but I just let the Lord guide my thoughts, and I just said something along the lines, obviously, you know, family, your family and God and church have had a very strong impact on your upbringing, but I'm puzzled about your spiritual beliefs. Are you willing to share? So on, I guess it was Saturday morning, he's going through the cards and he comes to, I know he came to that card. And he looked at it and he just kind of like, I don't want to answer this. And he put it to the side. And I know someone else asked him another similar question because he put that one to the side too. And his comment was, people are asking questions that have, obviously they weren't at the concert last night and they would have got the answers. And I'm thinking, no, that's not the case because you didn't answer these questions last night. But really, my whole point of this is that, number one is, you never know what is going to be your mission field. You know, it can be the workplace. It can be participating in an activity that you really like, such as quilting. It could be going to the gym. It can be just in the course of everyday life in the grocery store. You never know where you're going to be planting that seed. And the other thing is that you can create these beautiful works of art, but in the end, if you don't have a personal walk with Jesus, it's just rags. It's just filthy rags in his eyes. And it's our responsibility to transfer that information to these people in a loving way. So, my prayer really for him is that question will continue to eat at his soul, and that I will be able to have a way to communicate with him. There are other opportunities in the future to be able to communicate with this man through the quilting world, which I intend to follow through with, because I think he's soft ground. There was another woman there who is not fertile ground, obviously. But I think he is. And I'm going to continue to pray for him and see what the Holy Spirit wants me to do for this person. So I just wanted to share that.
Here's a word that comes to me often during the week, and I have to keep my focus, and that is, except the Lord build the house, those that labor in vain that build it. And that's pretty much sizes it up. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. It's good to see you. We walked in kind of thin. So I like the testimony of Thomas. He got his work resurrected. And we need a resurrection here of our finances. So we take that. I'm going to read a letter that came in here, and I give a name at the end of it here. And it's a very strange letter. I never got one like this since I've been in the ministry. I'm concerned. I thought that maybe it was just that I'm not paying enough attention due to my activities during your sermons. That is apparently not the case. My wife said it too. She often cannot retain information in your sermon despite her sincere attempts to focus on the material. Last week, I went out of the way to print out the sermon outline from the church website, read that outline, looked up every verse in the outline, and then listened to your sermon firsthand. Still today, when I talk with you about the confirmations that are going on all around the Christian world right now, and you ask me, did you hear what I preached last Sunday? Blank. To this very moment, I would still have to go back to the outline and of last week's sermon to record of any specific points that you made. Something is radically wrong in all of this. You mentioned that Thomas Burns takes his outline home each week and rereads it. That shouldn't be necessary for any of us, you know, to retain the truth that are shared each week, especially when you present them, and I mean that. Neither my wife nor I are stupid, and I agree with that. We're unable to process what you are saying, and we don't have memory loss problems, thankfully, at this point in our lives. In the parable of the sower, Jesus described several examples of a seed that is sown can fall short of producing the fruit. I find myself wondering, is it that the fowls are stealing it? Is it that we have no root in ourselves? Are the cares of the world choking it out? Is it a mixture of all of the above or something else we are missing entirely that is at work? I sense your frustration in your occasional comments, like, when I see one of my outlines in a trash can, it lets me know what the congregation think of my sermons. But you're the only one who's frustrated. Imagine my frustration, for instance, when I specifically set out to study your outline beforehand, since I know that I have to focus on my job and then hear your sermon in person and then fail to be able to respond intelligently when you ask, did you hear what I preached last Sunday? It tells me that among all too many preaching, it tells me that among all too many of us, there is an insidious force at work to steal the truth that you are preaching. And it is succeeding. The frustration of the congregation and your own suggests to be a ploy of the enemy to cause problems on as many fronts as possible at one time. I'm convinced that it isn't because we aren't just praying, that we are just not paying attention. Maybe that would be one of the more important prayer issues to bring up on Tuesday nights and Sunday mornings, if it isn't already being emphasized. So that was a very honest letter. And you know, we have a joke here. We ask someone, you know, what was the sermon all about? And they says, well, you know, it was very good. I really liked it, but I can't remember what it was. But it was good. So we're going to pray for this. And now, the guy that wrote this, would you like to know his name? You don't like to know his name? Someone said they don't like to know the name, so I won't give it. Okay? Sorry about that. So anyway, we'll leave it with that. So I have to pray for this myself because it's name printed here. And so I'll take care of that prayer myself today. Now, we do have some victories and we got some things. When I was a young boy, about 12 or 13 years old, the Korean War was raging. And I remember we lived in Sweden and we were scared of the communists. And we would hear, you know, how the Americans got beaten, you know, when they were defeated and so on. And sometimes I feel like, you know, we are in the Korean War. We are a unit. We're getting shot up. We are getting outmaneuvered, outrun. And we got too many communists running around. And so we really need to pray that God will have us to break out. Now, here's the good news. This week, Randy is flying into Sacramento for the deliverance, which will start this coming Thursday. He's serious enough that he's taking a week off vacation to come and be prayed for. He's investing money in the airline ticket lodging, and rental of a car. Let us further pray that God would indeed meet him and set him free. Pray for the deliverance team of Sotiris and Joe. Now, this man is flying in from another state, and his wife has been through deliverance via the telephone, and he saw such a change in her that he said, I need it, I want it. And so he's going to come here. He took a week off from work, and he's going to spend his money. So let's pray that God really will bless him, and that we will have a tremendous good deliverance. He will go back free. Okay, let's talk about the oil. Amazing things are happening. The battle for oil continues. This week, the price was pushed up $1.68 per barrel, and oil ended up at $78.86. Why? The banksters used fear Friday. Friday morning, oil had dropped, just going down like this. Then the banksters came up and said, we got a storm in the Gulf, and most likely we're going to be short of oil. And they sucked in some dumb people. They said, but we had to buy, and they got the price up. We're not going to be discouraged. The battle continued, and in prayer we shall battle the forces of evil and ask God to drop the price of oil and destroy the greedy banksters who are trying to get richer on the back of the poor. Christian Dynamics is now at a standstill. I wrote that last week. We have used the last paper we had in stock. The printing now stands at 20% complete. We've been given $500 for paper. We need the entire $3,000 to get the decent price back on the paper. Please pray the devil should not be able to hold back this project. We are selling books in binders. Every week we are selling books now, which are produced on a copier, and people are ordering them via our website. However, we cannot sell them yet on Amazon, since we need bound copies with a barcode. So we are held back there. And then the final prayer request, we didn't have any people sick this week, so that's praise the Lord, right? Didn't have anyone need a prayer for a sickness, so that's fine with me. Our ministry is in a fierce battle. So far, the call for financial help 2 Sundays ago has generated some good response. All current bills were paid last week, except the salary for Lois Amaker. We're now 3 weeks behind on her salary. No salary was paid out to the pastor, but he was given a reimbursement that helped to pay for the phone bill. Today, we need a miracle, a resurrection miracle. We need $2,000 to pay for the remaining rent for June. In addition to our regular need of $1,550 per week to cover our weekly overhead. So we need a miracle of $1,550, which is what we take in. That's just making it even overhead. And $2,000 on top on that. So let's have faith to pray that in. So those of you who'd like to pray, come on up here. And we're going to go to God in prayer right now and seek his face.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Father, for the joy in the Lord and rejuvenation. And I also want to thank you for those jobs that you gave us this week. And Lord, that you would give us the necessary manpower to do the job, and also discernment, Lord, over every issue that we're dealing with during the week. And Father God, thank you for this Christian Dynamics that has been a life work of Pastor John Terrell. I'm barely into it a little bit, and I know it's going to be very profitable for my soul, and therefore the souls of others as I'm able to minister to them. And so, Lord, we thank you that the finances are coming to produce the paper, or the paper is coming on its own, however it needs to be done. And, Lord, we thank you that it that you will break down every barrier and beat back the forces of evil, that we can get this thing published and up and out in the marketplace, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we have that you give us the measure of faith to believe. And I'm liking your word where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And Lord, that's where we are. So we have a hope to see it out there. And we are seeing the evidence before it ever takes place. And Lord, so we thank you for that on the behalf of this Christian Dynamics, and that it will be produced and it will go into the marketplace and it will be used to work in the lives of people. That will bring a lot of damage to the kingdom of Satan. That's what we're involved in, bringing damage to his kingdom. And breaking ground and expanding the kingdom of God. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. And we know that when we make our petition to you, that it gives you the legal right to come into the box, so to say, and apply your power to the situation. So we thank you for that. And we can have a smile on our face knowing that we've got you in the box, and Satan's kingdom is about ready to endure some hardship. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today praising and worshiping you, God the Father, Jesus your Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Knowing that you have all things in your hand and you are in charge of all things that go on in this earth, Lord God. And knowing that the prices of oil and gas, they have to rise before they can fall. And we know that the fall is on the way. And Lord God, the situation with the Gulf and the hurricanes and whatnot, you're directing those hurricanes in the way you want them to go. And you are in charge, Father God. And I know this in my heart, that your prices that you have that are established here on earth are going out throughout the world, Lord God, and you are going to deal with them in your time frame. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory that the exposure of the sin that is surrounding the pricing of oil and gas will be exposed, and the people that are involved will be exposed. And I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank Thee for this privilege to be here today, first of all, but also to pray for these finances of our rent here of this beautiful building, God, that You have given to us. I thank You from all my heart that You are our provider. There is none like You, God. There is no shortage in heaven. And You have everything on this earth. So I thank You, my Heavenly Father, that You will provide not only for the rent that we need, 2,000, but more for every week, over 15,000, for every week that we have need of to keep everything going in this church and mission organization at the same time. And so I thank You, I give You the honor and glory, what You are going to do, and it is with joy and expectancy that I look forward to You answer my prayers here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for this man, Randy, who has made a decision that he wants to do a life change. Deliverance is not the first step. Salvation is the first step. And there's many people that have made that decision here on this earth. But then they stop there. And they think, this is as good as life is going to get. And they don't realize that Jesus came to set us free. Not just 10%, 50%, but 100%. So, Father, when Randy shows up, we thank you for the work of Satan that's going to be destroyed, that Satan and his demons have put into this man, that as they are stripped of their power and cast out, that, Father, you're going to begin something new in this man and his wife, and we don't really know what's going to happen, but it's going to be something that's good. And, Father, we thank you for the ability that we have to make or effect a change here on this earth and not just maintain the status quo of this being a prison planet and being subdued by Satan, that we can be victorious. We can pray. And as Jesus said at the end of his model prayer, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Bob and Diane Cadle to you. Lord, he requested prayer for the decision they have to make. Heavenly Father, I'm going to pray that your will should be done. We know, Lord, that they need financial help and that you are giving that to them. But Father God, I pray that the decision they made, they will have to make, will not be made upon a financial basis, but based upon where you want them to be, what you want them to do, and how you want them to end their lives on this earth. Thank you, Father, for giving them a clarity of mind, and for your Holy Spirit to speak very clearly to both Diane and to Bob. This is the way to go. And we thank you, Father God, that they should have that answer that you will give them. And Father God, I lift up this congregation. I lift up the people that are watching us, listening to us. Father God, there is apparently a destruction of the word. That Father God, we proclaim the word here. We hear it. We're excited. And an hour or two later, we can't even remember the sermon, Father God. Something is drastically wrong. And in the name of Jesus, we command. We come against every demonic force right now that is stealing the word from us, taking it away that we cannot even remember what was spoken. Even if we go forward to be prayed for, later on we can't remember exactly what went on. Father God, we thank you right now for your holy angels being told to move in to smash and destroy this work of the devil and give us back our memory that we cannot be blocked anymore. But that we shall remember, word for word, precept for precept, what you have spoken here Sunday after Sunday, including testimonies and our songs that we sing, Father God. That's a doctrine we sing. Help us, Lord, to retain and to use the word during the week. And I thank you for that right now, in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. We will have the outlines handed out.